All right, well, let's move on to Outlier with their song Napalm. This is more 90s alt-rock, I think. The lead vocals are pretty heavily affected, and there's nothing wrong with that in my book. You know I'm not shy about auto-tune and stuff like that. Whatever can get your vocals to where you want them to be, I think is perfectly fair, perfectly a good idea when it comes right down to it. The acoustic guitar work is nice, especially what I'm assuming is the harmonics that kind of go throughout the song. It's really a pretty sound. I thought this song was good stuff. There's almost a false ending near the end, and that's fine, but I'm not sure it adds anything.
I also like the T-Pain-style vocal tuning effects that are used. In some places, I have to say with a caveat, like creatively using these kinds of effects to pitch certain notes to the extreme, I think can work pretty well. And I think in the first verse, it actually does work pretty well. But, like, there's this bit in the chorus, like, on the line, running out of time. And every time the word time comes up, it's tuned in a really sort of harsh and dissonant way that bugs me every time. And, you know, being that it's an oft-repeated section of the song, it bugged me kind of a lot. So, yeah, I had kind of a mixed reaction to the tuning, which was the sort of the number one takeaway I had from this song. Like, when you use something like that and it's like, I just can't get it out of my head and I keep, you know, I'm maybe trying to focus on other aspects of the song, like the guitar work that Ryan mentioned, and all I'm thinking of is, oh, stop tuning the word time like that. It's driving me crazy.
If I had time, what I'd do is when I edit this podcast, I'd go back and do a vocoder over that when you say time, when you complain about it.
Well, not going to have time to do that.
I don't think I'm going to have time. But we'll see.
You sounded like Alan Parsons there. That was amazing. I like the song. I think it builds nicely into like a dark, mysterious place. I thought it was interesting when he did the pitch downward on the word up in the vocals. It kind of threw me. I would have gone up with it, but he's obviously going for an opposite thing on that. So it took me out of the song for a second. I'm going, why is the up going down? But then when the chorus came back in soaring, I was, oh, forget it. I'm back into the song right away. So it was only like a half a second where I gave, is that he doing? Oh, okay. Hey, the song came back in and I like this part. It's an enjoyable tune. And I did see at the end, I thought the false ending was going to end. Then it came back in with just solid vocals and then built back in. So I enjoyed how it kept coming back just that second time. It didn't hurt me. It's like usually when you come back for that, it's like, oh man, you're overstaying your welcome, I guess. And I didn't feel that. I thought it was just about the right length for the song, what it should be.
Yeah.